This is how they do it.
Oh, that's an old picture.
In front. And tie it right there. And then put the board. And then tie them on end and just spray it on top.
Did it take a long time to do that?
No, about 10 minutes.
Were some of the headboards different sizes?
Yeah, different size.
Was that depending on the age of the woman or?
It depends on how big they want.
Is this a different type of head style? This doesn't have a headboard in it, does it?
No.
Is there a name for that kind of style?
No. But the older people usually wear
this style.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We've seen more people like that. Did the little girls get beads right off when they were born?
After 4 months.
Mm-hmm. And then do they get more beads as they get older? Or?
No. They just wear them. They won't wear a lot of them. They wear it. Someone want just one.
Did people always wear the very small beads?
They just wear about this size. I think that's number 5. That's mostly people wear those number 5.
Where do you get the beads?
In store.
Back in the early days, did they come from a store, or was there some special place you went to get them?
They buy in store.
Are they glass?
I don't know what they is. It's not a plastic. I think it's a glass.
Mm-hmm. Would have been similar to these beads.
Mm-hmm.
Lottie, is this turquoise?
Yeah, that's a turquoise.
Where did the turquoise come from?
Texas. That's why I ordered them.
Are there any kind of stones or beads that are native here that you can find here?
Most of them we just buy them.
Was any Seminole jewelry ever made out of shell?
No.
I've asked someone else the same question. Did the designs ever used to be put on anything else besides clothes?
No. All I know is they just put them on skirts, jackets.
They weren't used on, like, carved into canoes or anything?
No, uh-uh. Just only on the clothes. Not just Seminoles, they don't make it. Mostly we make designs, clothes, and make bracelets with beads.
When you cooked, what kind of thing do you use to cook in? Back in the older days, what did they use to cook in?
I think they make their own out of the clay. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how they make it. But they didn't have no pots. They make their own.
That's what I was thinking, like I was wondering before cooking pots what they use.
I think they were making it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever keep a garden?
Yeah, we got one little bit, but nothing on now. We we start playing around March.
Do you have to plant at any special time?
Uh-huh.
What means that it's the right time to plant?
In March. Corn is, I think that's about the time we plant.
How do you decide when's just the right time?
Where the green corn dance, if it's going to be in July, we just go by that. Sometimes we plant it in April. Like if it's going to be in June, we plant it earlier. If it's going to be in July, we plant it later.
And how do they decide when the green corn dance is going to be?
I guess management knows. Around here, we start planning when he stopped planning.
Who's the medicine man here?
Frank Show.
Is that Frank in Lottie Shore?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that Frank Shore?
He comes up to White Springs every year.
Uh-huh. And they told me they sell crafts over there.
Mm-hmm. They've been coming for years and years. Where do they live?
It's by the community. In that circle.
Do you think we could go back and see him? You know, that'd be real nice to say hi. You could tell us what house to look for, maybe.
You know Nancy Billy?
Mm-hmm.
You know where the library is?
Is it near where the tribal field office is?
But it's on the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm, on that side.
Uh-huh.
There's a library there. That's where she used to work there. That's her daughter, his daughter. That's Frank Show's daughter.
Oh, she works in the library.
Mm-hmm.
What is her name again?
Nancy Billy.
Nancy Billy. Maybe we'll stop in the library.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can ask anybody around there and they can tell you which one's his house is.
When we were doing the doll making show, we talked with Mary B. Billy, who on Big Cypress.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also of the Big Town clan. She said that she lives in the circle there,
mm-hmm.
right next to the building that used to be the field office. She has a
Mary
daughter, Claudia.
Mary Sapa Billy.
She has a daughter, Claudia.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's she's my aunt.
Yeah.
Mary.
Yeah, she was showing us about doll making.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's not my mother's sister, but in Indian way, it's different mama, but we call it aunt.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was telling us that if there's an older woman, say a generation older than you,
mm-hmm.
you could call that person grandma if she's in your clan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if she's not in your clan, then you can't call her grandma.
It's unless it's our daddy's side. Like if my father has a aunt, she would be grandma too. Mm-hmm. To me.
Listening to the wind.
I know. We probably have sounds of trucks too.
Lots.
Right. Is there any question that we haven't asked you? Is there something you should tell us about the patchwork that we haven't asked about? Anything that you could think of?
No. So you cover all of it.
I guess one last question might be is do you always put the elastic in the waistbands, or did you ever have a different style of waistband, like the early skirts?
No, we didn't have any elastic.
What did you put in there?
Why?
No, what did you use?
Just the band like this.
I see, and it would tie on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this one. It just ties.
Mm-hmm. What was the blouse like that you would wear under the cape back in the older days?
They used to make it their own. They just measure themselves and make it. So you can see some of them.
Mm-hmm.
At this. A young ladies, they just made them, and then they just make it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. These early ones have the designs, the print fabrics too. Look at the little kids.
Mm-hmm. Can we do some photography now? Which means I need to break all these down.
Well, I'll help do that. Mm-hmm. It was real nice to be down there. The couple of days we were down there.
I have a lot of kinfolks down there.
You do? We talked with Bobby Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really need to do is go back sometime to meet patchwork sewers and basket makers.
Mm-hmm. We were also talking with Alice Billy. Do you know her? Down on the trail there.
Yeah.
She works at the Culture Center.
Uh-huh.
Is there any real difference between Creek and Miccosukee?
No. People that they're not different. They just got different language. They have some, like you said, that clowns, they got same way here. If they got bird here and they got bird in trail, they go by just like king folks.
If you're a Creek person and you're in the bird clan,
mm-hmm.
are you related at all to someone who's a Miccosukee who's in a bird clan?
Yeah, uh-huh. We all kin folks. So that means that we can't marry them.
So a Creek from a bird clan couldn't marry a Miccosukee from a bird clan, even though they speak two different languages and they're...
Because it's all kin folks.
It's against your law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which clans can a big town person marry?
Bert and Wycat. Just those two.
Just those two?
Mm-hmm.
Which clans can a panther clan or a tiger clan marry?
Bert, big town, wolf. Bear.
So they order, can
order.
They can marry with a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. One other thing is panther and tiger the same thing?
Yeah, they are same.
Oh, both wild cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before we turn this off, one thing I thought about while we were talking about the trail, it seemed like the designs were a little bit different there. Do the designs that the people do down on the trail, are they different from the designs you do here?
No, they same, but the Miccosukee, they like fancier, more colorful, and more rickracks on their skirts.
One thing we noticed was on the rickracks, sometimes say if there was a diamond pattern, the rickrack would go around the diamonds in a fancy.
We got one over there like that. I like it like that too, see.
Yes, like that.
Mm-hmm. We just like more colorful.
Uh-huh.
Pretty things.
Uh-huh. That is pretty like mm-hmm. that.
That's interesting. And the creeks don't do that so much.
No, uh-uh. They said it's too heavy.